What's up with the StockX shit, though? Let me just Google it. StockX. They beefing, right? So Nike's is beefing with StockX. Y'all gotta help me. You know, I don't really... Like, recently, I started getting back into, like, buying, like, you know, nice clothes. Because, you know, I realized, like, bro, I probably spent $1 million this year investing in equipment and, like, you know, for everything for my headquarters. I spent a lot of money. And, you know, I realized, like, you know, as much money as I make, I really spend pretty much a lot of it. Or I put everything in the stock market, you know? And it's like, damn, bro, you got to treat yourself, right? And I'm like, you know, let me just buy, like, some nice kicks and stuff. But I don't know kicks like that anymore. So, like, I don't know Nike stuff. So, if you'll notice, I went on, like, Neiman Marcus and I bought, like, all designer kicks. Hopefully I can match them, but I don't know. But anyway, one of the reasons I never really got too much into, like, you know, like, these little exclusive shit that StockX or GOAT app be having. Bro, I can't tell if a sneaker's real or fake. I remember one time they said I was wearing fake Supreme, nigga. All I know is I paid real fucking money. I don't really know. You get me? So that's why now I just buy from Neiman Marcus. I know Neiman Marcus ain't selling fake shit, nigga. You know why? Because niggas can't afford this shit. That's it. I stopped doing this bullshit right here. So Nike, and by the way, can somebody answer this question? I know it's marketing, so I'm answering my own question. But why the fuck does Nike, why the fuck, like, why are you getting mad at StockX because people have a market of selling your shoes on a site that's trying to be an authenticator? Why are you mad at them? You know the way to get rid of them? Make more fucking shoes, dummy. Don't beef with the person, the middleman who's trying to authenticate. And yes, there's going to be fake in the market. Why don't you just make more real ones? But really, you know, everybody's doing this whole, you know, supply and demand shit. So I can't really knock it. But anyway, let me just read through this real quick. Nike escalates legal battle with marketplace StockX, saying it purchased 4 pairs. So Nike bought 4 pairs of shoes from them. And despite the company's promises that it's only marketing authentic footwear, apparently they were fake, right? Nike asked the judge to let it add claims of counterfeiting and false advertising to the current trademark infringement lawsuit against StockX. Said it obtained fake shoes, including a counterfeit Air Jordan 1 Retro High OG. What the fuck is this? Let me Google this shit, because, you see, this is why, like, to me, like, I would never buy a fucking, what the fuck? You know, the nigga from Sneaker Shopping gave me a shoes that look like this. Kind of. I left it in the back of my car. Bro, I don't be no, like, ain't the shoes like $200? Like, who gives a fuck? All right, let me see. Let me keep reading. All right, these 4 pairs of counterfeit shoes were all purchased within a 2-month period. So Nike's lame ass is fucking, actually, let me not call him lame because I might want a sponsorship. All right, Nike's dope ass. I'm fake, right? Nike's so blatantly free riding, oh, okay, which is on Nike's trademark and goodwill with a service called Vault NFTs. StockX argue that NFTs aren't digital sneakers, but simply listing. Okay, so cool. So this is going to the metaverse. StockX is trying to get into it by listing virtual sneakers, except the virtual sneakers represent real sneakers, and the real sneakers trademark is held by Nike, which Nike's saying we should own the virtual trademark of it too, which that's going to be kind of like pretty much futuristic, because if say I have a product and you can make a virtual product and my IP doesn't do anything, it's going to be World War III or not World War III, but it's a free-for-all. And a free-for-all in the marketplace is always crazy, right? StockX said blah, blah, that it takes its customer protection very seriously and blah, blah. Okay, so basically, really, Nike just hating. Like, they want StockX out of here, right? It's not only the NFT thing. They're adding fraudulence and counterfeit and all that type of shit. Oh, shit. Legal scuffles are breaking out over NFTs. Mainstream attracted major brands ranging from Louis Vuitton to Taco Bell. Nike bought virtual sneaker market. Okay, so Nike's trying to get into the sneaker market virtual shit. Okay, cool. StockX plans to go public. Wow. They're trying to go public. Okay. No, I understand. Yeah, if they're about to go public, you got to sue them motherfuckers. I get it. Da-da-da-da. Okay, cool. Yeah, I never use StockX. Anyway, chat, let me post. I'm going to post a picture right now. What picture should I post? I'm going to post a picture right now. And if this shit, let's see. Alrighty then. All right, man, I'm posting a picture right now. Post a picture of Gunna mugshot. What the fuck? Oh, here we go. Why this shit ain't working? Give me a second. What should my caption be? What should my caption be? Come on, come on. Quick, quick, quick. Nah. I'm not girl trolling. Yo, come on. Bro, what should the caption be? Did I talk about Meg yet? And by the way, I'm gonna publish. What the fuck? I'm gonna publish the VOD after this. So my VODs, like, somehow Twitch did something, like, it's not all on. I think it's because of the music stuff. They put all the VODs on. Nigga said, stop breathing so hard, nigga. Yeah, Twitch changed it because of DCMA, you're right. Or DMCA. Man, I'm gonna just post a picture of me, nigga. Oh yeah, so you are accounting for if you post about it. Yeah, okay, cool. Alright, no, I got it. I got some shit to do. All right, chat, I'm out of here. Make sure I post on the right page. All right, 5,000 will come back tonight, if not probably tomorrow or something like that. I got a bunch of stuff. There's a podcast coming. Go watch the YouTube videos if you missed it. I'll keep you updated. Also, I gotta get on a few calls. I'm trying to get some exclusive shit for y'all. But once again, thank y'all for tuning in. Thank y'all for trusting me with the information. Thank y'all for trusting that I'm always gonna be real, raw, uncut with y'all, and I appreciate y'all. From people on Twitch, from people on YouTube, from people on Facebook, and anywhere else you might watch this, all right? Here's the pic. Let me just post it right now, matter of fact. I just posted a picture of myself. I ain't gonna lie to you. I never take selfies, but I took this one. All right, peace. I'm out of here.